Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. And, boy, this is going to be a much, much different team for you guys this year. You certainly lost a little bit from last year, but that's got to be exciting for you as you get ready to start a new season with almost an entirely new group.
Yeah, you know, I think probably the last couple of years it was more about reviewing and putting in a few new things here and there. And you know, when you have veteran guys, you can do some things that you normally wouldn't do with a young team. This year it's kind of reteaching, and it's kind of cool. It's like you said, it's a new thing. It's kind of starting all over again. The issue we've run into so far is out of our 19 guys, we haven't had more than 12 guys yet for a practice because of injuries from the fall sports. And so we're still trying to recover from that right now. I think today we had 11 bodies. We just had two more guys, you know, that we all of a sudden have mono. So it's just been we don't know who we're going to have from day to day right now. But you know what? The young kids that are able to practice every day have been doing a good job. And, you know, I keep telling everybody it's probably going to take a while. But I think, you know, these guys have experienced some success on the lower level. So I think they're eventually going to get there.
Is the Sandusky Bay Conference more of a guard-driven league, forward-driven league, or in the paint kind of conference?
Well, we're moving up to the upper division of the Sandusky Bay Conference this year, so it's definitely more of a guard-driven league. Sandusky probably has two of the better guards in the area. Not a ton of size, but enough size, I think, probably. But I don't think that's necessarily going to be an issue for us. You know, I think I got a pretty good big man in the middle. It's just going to be how we react with our guard play and are we able to handle the tempo and things that present to them.
You're referencing 6'5 Zach Kovach, right?
Yeah, I am. He's a heck of a player.
How did he elevate his game during the offseason?
Well, I tell you what, he reshaped his body. He probably went from 240 to about 220. And he's one of my guys. He's only practiced 2 days so far. He came out in the last football game and had a high ankle sprain. But he's getting back into it, and we expect to have him next week. But, man, is he explosive. I actually had to hold him back a little bit. He's dunking and stuff. I'm like, Zach, man, I need you next Wednesday. But he's a really good basketball player. He's going to be a guy that we revolve around, basically, and hopefully he'll lead us through this.
Boy, to be in high school again, right? Getting over a high ankle sprain so quickly, you could start dunking just a couple days later. But it's rare to see a high school kid go from 240 to 220. Usually it's the exact opposite, but that's interesting how he was able to take 20 pounds off pretty quickly. Now, you mentioned to me that you think you guys are going to be pretty athletic and pretty fast with this newish roster, right? A lot of new faces on it too, but you also mentioned that it's going to be a really tough schedule for you guys early on.
Yeah, whoever the head coach is kind of an idiot. He decided to get Lorraine and Sandusky and some of these other guys early on the schedule. So, you know, our schedule doesn't amount to us having a lot of success early. I think we can do some good things early, surprise some people, but we certainly are challenging ourselves early. And hopefully the goal is that when you roll around into February or early March that you're seasoned and you're toughened up a little bit, even though you're still young and you're ready to play in the tournament.
How much will this year's team look like last year's team, or how much will this year's team not even resemble last year?
We're not ready to do that yet. We're not ready to resemble last year's team. Last year's team would have stared anybody in the state of Ohio in the face and say we're going to beat you. And I think right now it's all about experiences for our kids and experiencing everything they can possibly see in a basketball game. Now, that's not to say they can't get there. I think they can get there eventually. I don't know if it'll be this year, but you know, when I look at my roster right now, we're going to have every single kid back almost for the next year or two. So I've been through this before. We've lost a lot of kids. I think we'll be fine. It's just, yeah, we're not ready to have comparisons to the team. That team that I just lost last year, they won 59 games in 3 years, which
that's impressive. That's a pretty good run.
Yeah, and you know, they won the conference 3 straight years. This team will have a shot at that. I think they can make some noise in the conference. We just got to settle down a little bit and get our feet wet, I think.
You got enough depth? Will you have enough guys to be able to – can you go 6, 7, 8 deep?
So once we get healthy, I think the one thing that's a positive about this team is we don't have that stud scorer that we've had for the past 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean? We've had the Joby Files and the Mason Montgomerys and the Nick Barkdals and the Jonah Files and people like that. I'm not sure you look at our team besides Zach Kovach and you say, well, we got to make sure we stop this kid, or this kid. I think we can run kids in and out and try to wear teams out a little bit. And you know us, you've seen us enough that we like to play fast and we like to press. And, you know, I'm not sure we're ready to do that yet, but we're going to be, and we're going to be pretty good at it, I think.
Well, of course, you guys get after it next week. You're hosting a tournament next Wednesday and Friday. Should be very exciting. Of course, we will be there for both days as well. Coach, thanks as always for stopping by. Always a pleasure catching up, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
I really appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank
Again,
you.
That's Vermilion head coach Kurt Habermill joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst.